Today's show was brought to you by July 7th. You blew off your finger on the 4th. Found it on the 5th.
It's in the bushes.
Reattached it on the 6th. And you're back at work on the 7th like nothing ever happened. Until the tape gives out, just as Mary from accounting drops by with photos of her patriotic chihuahua.
Cue the scream.
Not from the pain, from the outfit.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Can you tell me what day it is?
You want answers!
I want the truth!
Well, truth be told.
You can't handle the truth!
I'll tell you what day it is.
It's National Tell the Truth Day.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Tell the truth! Tell the truth!
Truth Day?
Now they want the truth. You know, the truth shall set you free.
The truth is...
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you simply enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. And so now the podcast is a repack of the live show. So we take the live show Monday through Friday each day, and then we take all those segments for each day and we repack it into that daily podcast. You can enjoy it on the Alexa device anytime you want. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can search it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. That's where you'll find the links to everything, and you can go there. And by the way, we even repack... Or not repack, but we do a live video simulcast of the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. So you can go there and you can watch the show segments too. All right, Monday edition after 4th of July weekend. Had a lot going on over the weekend, and we were down at Riverfront Park on Saturday for the big fireworks show in downtown Lynchburg. That was just phenomenal. And guess who planned it? Yep, you guessed. So the fireworks were fantastic. The crowd was pretty amazing. And you know, for as many people that were downtown in Riverfront Park, I think it went off really, really well. It was very, very smooth. Got to hang out with the fam a little bit, and actually got to hang out with some friends over at the Water Dog. Just having a couple beverages in the middle of all the mayhem. It was really cool. So hats off to Downtown Lynchburg Association. Hats off to TAB for planning yet another amazing event. It was really, really cool. Enjoyed it. I also, as evidenced on our Facebook page, I also, right before the fireworks started, I mean literally right before the fireworks started. And speaking of fireworks, oh, by the way, a big shout out to Matt Hovey and also and Aaron for setting off the fireworks. That was pretty cool. Did a great job. A little bit of a brush fire issue, but other than that, it was just fine. It was just fine. It really was. It was beautiful. It was a great job. Now, right before the fireworks started, I mean, literally right before, they're getting ready to shut off the lights in the park, and I needed to use the restroom. I needed to go pee. So I'm like, can I wait? Can I hold this? I don't know. Probably not. And I'm squirming a little bit. Maddie hung at the DLA and United Way tents. And thanks Amy for keeping track of her. And I'm like, here, stay with Amy, watch the fireworks. I'll be right back. And so, you know, I beat feet. Do I have any of those cartoon sounds like do? No, I don't have that. I have this. No. So I beat feet, and I walked over to the brand new, you know, swanky restrooms that they have built in Riverfront Park. And there's a line. So like, all right, this isn't gonna work. So I head over to the water dog. And I'm like, okay. So in the top area, there's a line. All right. But it's not a big line. So I go downstairs, and there's a huge line. It's a huge, huge line. So I head back up to the top area. Okay. And I'm waiting. And I'm counting the number of people, and I go, you know what, this isn't going to work either. So I'm just going to head up to my office and the studio, which is right at the top of the stairs, right at the top of the bluff walk. That's where I'm going. And so I head up the hill, and I get up the hill, I go up the art alley. And I make it into the building, and I go upstairs, and I'm using my personal executive washroom on the top floor of the studio building. Yep. And the fireworks are starting, and so I snapped a couple pictures from the studio window, and I noticed. That one of our rubber chickens that's in the... We've got four rubber chickens in the studio window. And I noticed... Here, let me see if I can share this on our Facebook Live. Let's go full screen with that and present extra camera. Where's the extra camera? There's the extra camera. Okay, so... here, let's go up. Okay, so I know it's bright, you can barely make it out, but over there in the right hand corner in the right hand window is our collection of rubber chickens. There's a lot of light coming into the window, but there's the rubber chicken in question. Okay, and so I took pictures of the fireworks, and people were commenting and asking, what the heck is that? No, it's a rubber chicken. We have a collection of them in the window. So anyway, so you can check that out on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. But great job, everybody, on the fireworks. It was a wonderful event in downtown Lynchburg. Had a great time. Had a fairly decent weekend. This is still, I mean, it's still pretty painful. Yeah. So we're gonna work this week. We're gonna do a full week's worth of shows Monday through Friday this week, and then we are off all next week. So yeah. All right. So all next week, not this week, but all next week. Let me get the dates for you. The 14th through the 18th. We are off. We're not going to be doing any shows. Just taking the week off. Going to head to the beach, and it's going to be glorious. But then we will be back. We'll be back on the 21st. And by the way, we've got the continuation of the Noteworthy Music Challenge summer open mics. One of those will take place on Monday the 21st. And then the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series returns in August, as does Summer Jam, which is one of the biggest events that we will do in August. That's August 16th. We'll tell you more about that. That's going to be at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. So we'll tell you about that and so much more on this edition of the Mic Show. What else do we have? Of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news, and we've got the good news for you. Does your car have a nickname? That's our question of the day. Does your car have a nickname? Well, a third of Americans have named their car according to a new survey, and we're going to talk about this. Plus, our top list today, top nicknames for different car models, okay? Top nicknames for different car models. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, speaking of cars, what the heck? They changed things. Good Lord. The software changed. They must have did an update or something. All right. This portion of our broadcast, like it's going to be easy to find. There it is. This portion of our broadcast, speaking of cars, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mic Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
For people who prefer the interior of a car, but need the exterior bed of a truck, it ain't a car, taint a truck. It's both. It's the new Chevy Taint. Economy size or the king size Chevy Perennial. Either side of the line, they're both a smooth ride. The new Chevy Taint.
Sorry. It's the Mic Show. Hi there. Question of the day. Does your car have a nickname? New poll. Ask people what their car's name is. And a third of Americans, by the way, have named their car, according to this new survey. And the full list of car names, you know, what you call your car, is pretty random. But most of the answers fit into one of these three categories. Pop culture names, things like the Batmobile, the Love Bug, the Millennium Falcon. Strong names like the Beast or the Silver Bullet. So either you're proud of your car or you're being sarcastic. And self-deprecating names, things like the Turtle, the Slug, the Puddle Jumper. One person said their car's name is the Rolling Turd. A separate poll last year found the top things we consider when naming our car. are its personality, the make and model, and how it performs. The new poll took it one step beyond personality. One in eight Americans say their car has actual feelings. I don't know about that. But anyway, with that, that brings us to our top list. With a third of us naming our cars, having nicknames for our cars, well, if you're struggling to come up with a good one for yours, allow us to help with today's list. It's our top list today. Top nicknames for different car models. Okay, here we go. Number one. Let's see. Should we ding them? Let's ding them off. Okay, let's do it that way. All right, here we go. Number one. For a Buick, a four-wheeled coffin. What? No. Top nicknames for different... I guess I'm actually at the age where I looked at some of the new Buicks, and they're not half bad. I prefer the Honda, anyway, I digress. I must be getting old. Crap. We didn't queue this up. We have to queue it up. All right, here we go. All right, sorry about that, guys. Top nicknames for different car models. Cybertruck. Douchemobile. Top nicknames for different car models. A windowless white van. We'll call it Stranger Danger. Yep. Top nicknames for different car models. Ferrari. Vagina Magnet. There we go. Top nicknames for different car models. For a Ford F-150, we'll just call it Buck. Top nicknames for different car models. A Rolls-Royce, we'll call it Baron. I said Baron.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
You're not.
Top nicknames for different car models. A white Jeep Wrangler with sorority letters on it. Let's call it Mean Girl. Yep. Top nicknames for different car models. The Subaru. Let's call it Ellen. Here we go. Top nicknames. Wait a minute. I had a Subaru. That means I must be. Okay. Top nicknames for different car models. Proudly. The Corvette. We'll call it Little Willie. And top nicknames for different car models. Anything with a gun rack, trailer hitch, and a bumper sticker implying the wrong side of the war. Wrong side won the Civil War. Take two. Implying the wrong side won the Civil War. Let's call it Bo Cephas.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
No, this is the wrong one. Anyway, the Mike Show, Bo Cephas. Coming up, we have... What are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We've got news and not headline news. Let's do that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's World Chocolate Day. Your favorite chocolate says a lot about you. For example, if it's white, it says, "I don't understand the point of chocolate." Today is the National Day of Rock and Roll. You can sit this one out, Imagine Dragons. Jurassic World Rebirth made $147 million this weekend, and Ozzy Osbourne's final show was a hit. My point, the world loves dinosaurs. Research shows that too much screen time can slow a child's development. So if you want your kids to be geniuses, they should only listen to the radio. Ringo Starr turns 85 today. All he wants is peace and love. And pudding. This is not Headline News.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show, and really, really happy you could join us on this here Monday edition of the program. All right. Let's do a roundup. The topicalfruit.com, it's a website, did another roundup of 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. So here's what was in the news a decade ago. Let's I'm gonna do it from the bottom up. Yeah, let's do this from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. The Minions was a massive hit. The Despicable Me spinoff outgrossed the original movie, raking in $336 million this week on this date, or in this week 10 years ago. Maybe not on this date, but 10 years ago this week. Lucasfilm announced a Han Solo spinoff was in the works called Solo. It came out in 2018. It made $393 million at the box office. Good Lord. Taylor Swift gave fans $50,000, or gave, not fans, but take two. Proofreading is, you know, is encouraged, but not required. Taylor Swift gave $50,000 to an 11-year-old fan with cancer. The girl's cancer went into remission a year later. She graduated high school in 2022. A kid passed his driving test. Then his mom crashed into the DMV. It happened at a DMV in Huntsville, Alabama. She claimed the brakes didn't work, but her son had just passed the test in the same car. The Women's World Cup final was the most watched soccer match in U.S. history. 26.7 million people tuned in to watch the U.S. Beat Japan.
Hello.
Hi. 5-2. Oreo Thin Mints made their debut 10 years ago and this week. People made fun of them at first, but they're pretty popular still a decade later. Your odds of winning the Powerball got worse. They added 10 more balls, but also dropped the number of Powerballs from 35 to 26. It lowered the odds of hitting the jackpot to 1 in 292 million and led to the first $1 billion Powerball jackpot 6 months later. Two NFL players lost fingers playing with fireworks 10 years ago this week. Defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul had his right index finger amputated 4 days after a firework mangled his hand. Bucks cornerback C.J. Wilson also lost two fingers in a fireworks mishap that year. C.J. retired. Jason made the Pro Bowl in 2020. And Jared from Subway. I said Jared from Subway. Subway. He got busted for being a perv. Yep. The FBI raided his home in Indiana on July 7, 2015, as part of a child pornography investigation. Subway immediately dumped him as their spokesperson. He'll be eligible for parole. He'll be eligible for parole in 2029. All right, there you go. That's 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. How could that be 10 years ago? Oh, yeah, that is 10 years ago. Math. Okay. Coming up, we are going to get smarter with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by a much, much better sub It's Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Slimer in the movie Ghostbusters was originally going to be called Onion Head. Huh? And those early ideas for the title included, okay, this is for the movie, Ghost Stoppers, Ghost Smashers, and Ghost Breakers before they settled on Ghostbusters. Number two, almost half of the U.S. presidents in the past 80 years have been left-handed. Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. Ronald Reagan was ambidextrous, but naturally left-handed. Some people believe Herbert Hoover, he was from 1929 to 1933, was left-handed. But at that time, everyone was taught to use their right hand, so there's no definitive word. James Garfield, 1881 to 1881, was ambidextrous. He was the only known left-handed person among the first 30 presidents. I got the dates right? 1881 to 1881. Okay. Number three. Some of the early top casting choices for the movie Speed were originally Stephen Baldwin and Ellen DeGeneres. It would have been a way different movie. Here, let's get some music in here. Let's go. There we go. Number four. Waffle House owns its own record label called Waffle Records, and its songs are mostly played in their restaurants. Okay, rights and royalties, and I get it. Those things are a bugger. They're expensive. And then number five. Almost all of the American flags in Disney World have the wrong number of stars. That way, Disney doesn't need to perform proper flag protocols when lowering them every night. Oh, I get it. There you go. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three, four, five.
Random
facts.
Yep.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. You will agree, they're probably going to be the most delicious sounds you've ever had. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, don't be bummed out if the excitement of the 4th of July is over. Fireworks are still going off since the Hallmark Channel is kicking off their Christmas in July. Let's see what sparks are flying tonight.
This weekend, Hallmark's Christmas in July begins with Christmas at the Fireworks Stand. He's a buff CrossFit competitor with rippling pecs and a bad case of ED, who owns a chain of fireworks stands. She's a smoking hot professional cabinet maker who's trying to balance extreme shyness with a love of hard wood. Is his firecracker a dud? Or will sparks fly? Come on, what are you? A Yankee Doodle dummy?
Yeah.
It's Christmas at the Fireworks Stand all this weekend on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to viral videos. Well, Joey Chestnut made a triumphant return to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship at Coney Island over the 4th of July weekend. And it was not without fanfare. Here is George Shea giving Joey another epic introduction.
Formed from the shards of shattered angels, wielding the white sword of righteousness, he will never fail or falter, for he defies the ministers of our fate and the limitations of our birth. And he will not stop until he stands side by side with the gods. His glory is strung like beads of light to adorn the arc of history itself. Joey!
Well, and again, he did it again, as evidenced. Here's the final tally on his 17th. How many of this? 17th? That doesn't make any sense. 17th? Hot dog eating championship. That doesn't make any sense. Writers!
70.5 hot dogs and buns. In 10 minutes, the Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut! How do you feel?
I was excited. I love being here. Man, I wish I had ate a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be back next year.
17th is what you were trying to write there. And you just dragged it out. You put 70 and then the TH. The 17th typo. Sorry. let's see. What else do we got? We're going to save that for stupid criminals. We're going to save that for stupid criminals. Are we going to a comedian? I think we are going to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Let's go with this one. Since it is, I didn't know this, it was Nude Recreation Week. The week after the 4th of July, here's comedian Tim Young on the reality of being at a nude beach.
Also, I went to a nude beach for the first time this summer. Wow, it's not what you think it is. And let me explain, it's not weird to see naked people. We see nudity all the time, you know, cable and R-rated movies. But those people in the movies have been pre-approved to be naked. They went through a casting director or somebody, you know. Everybody gets onto the nude beach. It's not the Playboy Channel down there. It's more like the Discovery Channel. I'm not sure who made the human body, especially after I saw the nudists involved in sporting activities. There's nothing more confusing than watching a naked man running. Some things are not so good at high speed. That's why I couldn't believe it when I found out the first Olympics in ancient Greece were performed completely in the nude. For hundreds of years. Why don't they bring this back to the Olympics? It'd boost the ratings. Who wouldn't tune in to see the nude luge? It'd put a new twist on the men's hurdles too, wouldn't it?
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Every time you choose Earthright, you're keeping your dollars right here in Virginia. That means more local jobs, more local investments, and more energy independence for our neighbors. We hire local. We shop local. We give back local because we are local. Let's grow together with a power that works for us, not some out-of-state company.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year, or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. A man in Florida was caught speeding last week. I guess he'd be a Florida man. And the timing couldn't have been worse. It was right after a new super speeder law went into effect. Florida just added a law that hands down tougher penalties if you're caught driving over 100 miles an hour. And you can now get up to a month in jail for it. I said a month in jail for it. Good Lord. The law went into effect at 12:01 a.m. last Tuesday, and the guy got caught doing 104 miles per hour in a 70 just 2 minutes later. Officials confirmed he was the first person to get ticketed under the new law. First-time offenders can get 30 days in jail, a $500 fine, or both. It's not clear if they let him off with the fine, but there's footage of him being handcuffed, so maybe not. Either way, he better not get caught super speeding again. Repeat offenders get 90 days in jail. Let's see. Oh, we have sound on this? This is Lieutenant Tara Krasinski talking about the new law.
The reason being stopped, the speed limit's 70 miles an hour. You're doing 104.
If you're doing 50 miles over the posted speed limit, or again, 100 or more, you could face 30 days in jail and a $500 fine, or both. If you do a second time, it could be 90 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both.
Good Lord. What else? We had a couple others that we skipped. Okay, we did that one. We didn't do that one. Here. A driver in Boston has been arrested for an hour-long chase where she damaged multiple vehicles and at one point was dragging an officer. Here's an eyewitness talking about the chase.
When I came outside, there was no other second car that had been an accident. And I was like, okay, this is a little bizarre. And the cops said, no, she started smashing cars downtown like an hour ago. It's not an ordinary to see somebody sort of maybe driving too fast, but this is, of course, off the charts.
Wow. And then one more. A new law in Tennessee makes it so that if you're found guilty of bullying, you could have your license suspended. Here's here's an attorney, George Donini, talking about the new law.
A lot of these cases won't go to trial. They'll wind up getting resolved. Basically, if you're convicted of this, your license is going to be suspended for the year. You can get a limited license, but you're going to be stuck with that 1 year suspension.
Wow. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Police in Arizona found a 5-year-old boy who wandered off into the desert chasing after his dog last month. They released chest cam footage of the police, the officer who found him. They say the dog never left the kid's side. Here's the officer finding the boy and returning him to his parents.
Going to be for the plant's grandson, who's 5 years old, wearing all green. He ran away from the location, chasing the family dog.
Hey, there you are, buddy! Hi, buddy! Go see mama? Let's go see her.
Don't do that!
No problem. That's how we do it.
All right, and that's the good news. The good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have Hill City Slide coming up. You can reserve your time slot and get your tickets at hillcityslide.com. HillCitySlide.com. It is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia coming up in August. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.